you know, 10 miles away from my house. My job's only about 10 miles away from my house in Roswell. So.
Do you drive or do you take public transportation?
No, I drive because, I don't know, public transportation is, it's not as, I would say, it's not as resourceful in this part of the area. It's more resourceful in, you know, when you get toward Atlanta. Because you got, you know, the trains, you got the buses. You still have the buses here, but, you know, I just, the buses, to me, I think they move a little bit too slow, and I think I can get there much faster in my car. And they just don't have, you know, the system designed in this area, public transportation system designed in this area to get you where you need to go fast enough, I guess.
Do most people drive?
Everybody drives. I think that's probably the reason why it's so congested now in Roswell, not only Roswell, but, you know, in Alpharetta and Norcross and all the suburbs that are north of Atlanta, is everybody has cars. And everybody's, you know, trying to get to where they need to go, and it just builds up a lot more traffic. It used to didn't be like this, you know, back when I was a kid. You would hardly ever see, you know, a whole lot of cars or traffic and stuff on the roads because, you know, the city of Roswell wasn't that big back then. But now I'd say it's grown at least like 5 times as much since I was a kid. Easily.
Well, I'm just kind of curious, since Roswell has become part of Metro Atlanta, why isn't public transportation as resourceful?
I don't know. I don't know if it's the fact that people in this area really don't want public transportation because of issues that it may bring, as far as like crime, you know, the crime rate going up or property value going down. I don't know if that has a lot to do with it. I personally think it may have a lot to do with it, but it's either something like that or the fact that the money aspect, if, you know, Roswell could be able to afford to have, you know, public transportation extend as far as like the rail system, you know, extended up this far, which they had been talking about, but I'm not sure if they're really going to go through with the plan, which I think would help the city a lot. I just don't think that people are, you know, down with having that happen. As far as on racial lines, I don't know if the white people in the city would want to have that happen, because Roswell's kind of still considered a sleepy town. It's a historic town, and, you know, a lot of effort and funding has been put back into Roswell to upgrade the historical part and keep it, I guess, you know, kind of sacred, you know, so visitors from other parts of the country and other parts of the world come to Roswell just for, you know, that fact that it's, you know, it's a historical town. I mean, I've read that one of the presidents, President Roosevelt's mother, I think it was born in Roswell.
Oh, okay.
So, and it's just that aspect of it. I think people want to, you know, just keep it as it is. They don't really want it to become like more of a commuter town than it already is. Because a lot of people just float through Roswell back and forth, and I think it's, you know, taking away the value. A lot of people think it's taking away the value, especially the white people, I think, of Roswell. I don't really necessarily know if we haven't, you know, a lot of black people that feel that way in Roswell, but I think that's, you know, the thing. Sprawl. They want to, you know, get rid of the sprawl.
Speaking of just historic, since you mentioned kind of like Roswell likes to keep it, I guess, kind of like a historic type place, what are some historic sites or buildings in Roswell?
Well, you have Bullock Hall, you have the mill. Let's see what else. Those are like the main, you know, two attractions. So you have the Chattahoochee River.